Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you are live here. Praise the Lamb of God in the studio with us. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful day it is. Feeling good today. People of God had some health challenges on yesterday. Some of those minor little things, you know. But it reminds us that we are human, praise the Lamb of God, and have to take care of these little vessels of ours that the Holy Spirit dwell in. And we back on our game, back on point. I want to thank God for my friend and brother who's here with me today. Prophet Daryl Saunders is here in queue. How you doing, Prophet?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm sending this snow back to where it came from.
Oh, my God. You mean it's still snowing down there, man? Lord, have mercy.
Morning,
wow. Yeah, they said it's snowing in Chicago. I just got that message a few minutes ago that the snow was dropping in Chicago. Y'all must not be living right over. I tell you the truth, all that snow. My God, we got to pray for you people. Granddad. Y'all can come up into the oasis. You can see snow, but it's not falling from the sky as of yet. But normally when Chicago gets snow, we get snow about either that night or the next day it comes here. So we're not out of the out in the clear yet, but we're praising God that it's not snowing right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. So many saints got midweek service and midweek worship, Bible classes and things to go to. And I know that makes a sloppy commute. Oh, my goodness gracious. Especially with rush hour being what it already is there in Chicago. But we praise God. Hallelujah.
Good
the sun is still shining. Yes?
Good afternoon,
who is that? I hear another good voice.
Yes, you do. This is your granddaughter.
Oh, y'all on the same phone?
Yeah, we're together. I'm taking him home.
Oh, I got ready to say something funny here now. Y'all confusing the man of God. Okay. Okay, so you are in the car together. I see.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, good to hear your voice, granddaughter, that you're on. Praise the Lamb of God. I see so many of our people are coming in queue right now, coming into the studio. Praise God. I see the numbers lining up, and we praise God for each of you. Granddaughter, good to hear your voice. A granddaughter made me go to bed last night, her and my daughter over there in Chicago. They made me go to bed over the telephone. I tell you, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, you just cannot get enough. And, you know, every time I think Prophet Darrell, you know, my mother died in 07. So when I hear voices like that telling me to do something, I say, Ma, I thought she was gone. But they keep bringing Mom back, praise God. Hallelujah. But it's good to be loved and good to have people that care about you and that's concerned about your moral welfare. And I thank God for that. Bertha is another one. My Bertha stay on top of me all the time about resting. Her and Mary, praise the angel. She's my daughter, my wife, and my mama all at the same time. So it's good to have love, though. I ain't turning down no love. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. When it's real and genuine, I'm not turning that down. I don't turn down real love. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for each of you today. I see Ophelia is here. Praise the Lamb of God. She's in queue. How you doing, girl? Wait a minute. How you doing, Ophelia?
I'm good. Good afternoon. Afternoon, Sanders and Chetwan.
Afternoon.
Praise the Lord. Good to have all of you all here. Praise God. And I thank God for your prayers on yesterday. The intercessors, as soon as I just said I wasn't feeling that good, they just bombarded with prayer on yesterday. And I just thank God for, again, for our praying people. Praise God. Yes,
amen.
Lord. I tell you, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Between our intercessors, and I say it again, nobody can do them but get jealous. Our intercessors and our administrators, you can't beat PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. We are on point. We have some great, great people working and sharing with us. Well, there's Sylvia coming in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Another one of our chief intercessors. Sylvia, how are you doing today, dear?
I'm fine. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To have all today, praise the Lamb of God. You know, the Lord has been speaking, the Lord has been talking about, again, about this weather and these conditions, people of God, and I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to see some catastrophic things take place that's going to come forth by the hand of God, and we're going to see some things happened. I was with my son Michael on Saturday, and I was sharing some of the things with him that the Lord has spoken, and he turned around and said, good. He said, that'll make people go back to church and fall back on their faces before God. He said, one of the problems in America is God has spoiled us with luxuries and what have you until we're like children with toys. As long as we have our toys, we are right. It doesn't matter. We're addicted to the toy.
Yeah.
to the toy. You can whoop us, but as long as you leave that toy laying there for me to come back to. As long as you leave my little hand game, as long as you leave my little computer, my Xbox, I can resurface. And he says that that's what is wrong with people today, and that God sends messages, but they still have their toys. But when he take their toys from them, they're going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, mm-hmm. have mercy. Analogy. When he take our toys from us, praise the Lamb of God. Just
that
think about it. Nothing but toys. When he take our toys from us, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. We have to look forward to these type of things, but he has promised, hallelujah. Even Sunday in our congregation, the Spirit of the Lord came over the whole entire church, paralyzing us in his presence and speaking to us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and secured us in knowing that it shall not come nigh your house. Praise the Lamb of God. All of those
Amen.
In the house have received that, and I know there's some here that can testify to that. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to be in a position in this season, people of God, of relationship with the Lord and making sure that your relationship is intact. While I was in prayer today, people were calling me, texting me, doing all. While I was in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, this morning, I'm going back to giving my mornings to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. And when I get up in
Amen.
The morning, I find God before I go find anything else. It's one thing to acknowledge him. It's another thing to find him, praise the Lamb of God. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
It's another
Amen.
Thing to get up and acknowledge God. It's another thing to get up and
Amen.
I had awakened a couple of times last night, and I was sitting on the side of the bed, and I was just praying and talking to the Lord. That was about 4 o'clock this morning, and I was talking to the Lord, and I started talking to him about the show and this, that, and another, and calling some people's name out to that asked me to pray for them and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God, and I laid back down. Then I woke up again at 6, praise the Lamb of God, and I was praying again, laying there. I found myself praying in tongues, the Lamb of God, while I was laying there in the bed. Praise the Lord. I want you to know, praise God, when your life is open to the spirit of intercession, when your life is open to the spirit of supplication, hallelujah, I promise you, people of God, that the Holy Spirit will utilize you, hallelujah, to break chains, to destroy the yoke, to bring people out of bondage, and to cause, praise the Lamb of God, life, hallelujah, to be more than you ever dreamt it to be. But when I woke up this morning and got up, I felt spiritually drained. Yeah, I felt a drainage in my spirit that had me hesitant about, you know, really what to, you know, what I was going to do today. And I'm saying, why do I feel this way? And then I saw it, all that praying and stuff last night energized you, it emptied you. So I had to go back to the river that never runs dry. I had to go back to the fountain and be refueled again. Yeah, I had to get back in the presence of the Lord. So I had to go seek God and get refueled again. And I just thank and praise God. I thank God for Prophet Daryl Sanders, always does his best to stand in for me, praise God. Lamb of God, when I'm not able to, I salute you again today, Prophet. Thank you so much for being there. Praise the Lamb of God for us. Hallelujah. Oh, we got a good show today. We're going to talk about the Prophet Hosea later. Praise the Lamb. You better get ready. Talk about the Prophet Hosea. Oh, y'all know he had to marry the prostitute. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with a prostitute.
We're going to talk about Hosea. Praise the Lamb of God today on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. And so you can go shake a tree and go tell somebody you better get on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about Gomer. And we're going to talk about God's people all at the same time a little later on in the show here. Praise the Lamb of God. Let us go to prayer now. Hallelujah. It's Wednesday worship day. Oh, my goodness gracious. And, you know, we just love God today. And worshiping God is what we do here at Hallelujah. We love to give God some good worship and praise. Hallelujah. And we love bombarding heaven with prayer because we know, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is just the God who absorbs our worship. He absorbs our prayers. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of God. He inhabits the praise of his people. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for him today. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We got prayer warriors in queue here today. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess we're going to go off the top here, praise the Lamb of God, and go right down. Granddaughter, you up at bat. Can you pray? Are you driving or what?
She's driving, Apostle.
Okay, well, we better let Athelia lead us then, praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, can you lead us in prayer today and praying for the sick and shut in? Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God and those that are less fortunate than we are today. Come on, Ophelia. Take us to the throne.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we bow our heads before you, Father God, and ask for forgiveness, Father God. Father God, we lift up our brothers and sisters, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all those who are sick and shut in, Father God. Father God, we ask you to blow a fresh wind over them, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast out every sickness and disease over them, Father God. We cast out the spirit of weakness, Father God. We cast out the dry places, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we cast out the low places of them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to restore them, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to replenish them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit in them, Father God. Rejuvenate them, Father God. Shake them, Father God. Wake them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit in them, Father God, that they'll seek your word and your wisdom, Father God, that will give fat unto their bones, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Any disease and any sickness, we cast it out of them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Lord.
Any unclean spirit in them, Father God, we cast it out of them right now, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Because you said we can ask you anything, Father God, and you'll do it, Father God. So here we are, Father God, your intercessors, Father God, on the wall on behalf of those who are sick and sudden, shut in, Father God. We say, Father God, pour your spirit, Father God. Pour your oil into them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and
Lord.
Savior,
yes,
Father God.
Lord.
Father God, we lift up those who are locked in behind closed doors, Father God, who cannot leave freely, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, let them understand this is their holding place, Father God. Let them know that they're not shunned, Father God. They're not forgotten, Father God. But this is a time that they need to seek you, Father God. This is a time for their attention to be unto you, Father God, not their circumstances, Father God, not their situation, not the reasons why they came there, Father God, but this is the opportunity, Father God, to seek you, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Let them look for the book of God, the book of life, the blueprint in the name of Jesus, Father God, to get saturated in your word, to be refigured, Father, and restructured, to remodel in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you are the blueprint, Father God. You are the sustainer and the redeemer, Father God. You are the breath of life, Father God. You are the light of this universe, Father God. Without you, nothing will exist, Father God. So we ask you to place your hand upon them, Father God. Touch their mind. Renew their thoughts, Father God. Humble their spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We cast out everything that's not of you, Father God. Their schizophrenic ways, Father God. Their bloodthirsty ways, Father God. Their feverish ways, Father. Covered in other people's things, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to wash them clean, cleanse them, Father God. Let them bow and bend their heads before you, Father God, and ask for forgiveness, Father God, and turn from their wicked ways, Father God, that you can honor them, Father God, that you can lift them up and bring them into your bosom, Father God, and wash them clean in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Sylvia. Take us to the throne. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord, for this day, God, that you have made, Father. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. God, we shall look to the hills from which comes our help, God. Oh, Father, we depend and on you for everything, Lord. You are the very breath, oh Lord, that we breathe,
yes,
God. So, Father, we honor you, Father, and we thank you, Lord. We magnify your name today, God. We exalt you, oh God. We lift you on high, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, God. We thank you, Lord, that we seek you, oh Lord, and not what you can give us, God, but we seek the creator of all things, God. So, Father, we humble ourselves before you, Lord, as we seek your face, oh God. As we seek to walk in obedience to your word, oh God. As we seek, oh God, to hear, oh God, to hear and understand your word, oh God. To be attentive to your heart's desire, oh God. Oh God, to come before your throne, oh God, empty, oh God. Oh God, that you may pour into us, oh God, that you may equip us, oh God, to do what you have called us to do, Father. So, Father, we honor you today, Lord. We love you, oh Lord. Oh God, we just magnify you, God. We exalt you, Lord. Oh God, we come lifting up your children, God, those that are in the dark place, oh God, that don't even have any hope, oh God. Oh, Father, just shine your light on them, oh God. Oh God, just draw them by your Spirit, oh God, that they may come in, oh God. Oh God, those that are in the highways and byways, God, you said to compel them to come, God. So, Father, we speak forth that word, oh God, that the word will go out, oh God, and touch hearts, oh God, that minds will be restored, oh God. Oh God, that hearts will be restored, oh God. Oh God, we just love you, oh God. We call your children in, God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. Oh, Father, we lift up your youth to you, oh God. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, that you will keep their minds, oh God. Oh, God, that you will keep them pure before you, oh Lord. Oh, God, that they may live the life, God, that you created them to live, oh God. Oh, God, that they're set apart, oh God, for your use, oh God. Oh,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
Hide them, God, in the shelters of your wings, oh God. Oh, God, keep
yes,
them, oh God. Oh, God, begin to stir them up in their Spirit, oh God. Oh God, begin to call their names, oh God, as you call Samuel, oh God. Oh God, just keep them, oh God. Oh God, we bind the enemy hand off of them, God. Oh God, we curse everything that he has sent against your people, oh God, against your children, oh God. Every deception, oh God, every lie, oh God, every fake thing that he has in the world, God, where he dangles it before them, God. Oh, God, yes, we cancel that, oh, God. Oh, God, that we superimpose your will over their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, obedience, oh, God, peace, oh, God. Oh, God, that your children shall live, oh, God. They shall proclaim your name, oh, God. Oh, God, we shall not lose our children, oh, God, to senseless death, oh, God.
Yes,
we shall not lose them, Lord, to the spirit of murder, oh, God, the spirit of death, oh, God. We cancel those assignments. Oh, God, we curse those spirits at the root, oh, God, for your children shall live, oh, God. We decree and declare that they shall live, oh, God, and proclaim your name, God. They shall walk in everything that you have created them for, God. Oh, God, they shall take back, oh, God, what the enemy has stole, oh, God. Oh, God, they shall walk and be pleasing to you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God. We lift your name on high, God. Oh, Father, I lift up your leaders to you, God. Oh, God, restore, God, revive, refresh, oh, God, revigorate those, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to pour in their spirit, oh, God. Begin to remind them, God, that you're the one that called them, oh, God. Oh, God, let them not fear man, oh, God, but let them fear you, oh, God. Oh, God, stir them up, oh, God, from the inside out, God. Let the living waters, God, that you placed on the inside of them, God, begin to flow, oh, God. Oh, God, let it flow out, oh, God. Let it revive and refresh them, God. Keep their minds, oh, God. Stay on you, oh, God, no matter what the struggle may be, God, no matter what the circumstance may be, God. Remind them that you're still God and you're still in control, oh, God. So, Father, gird them up on the right and on the left, oh, God, and your leaders, oh, God, they shall go forth in power, God. They shall go forth in strength, God. They shall go forth proclaiming your name, oh, God. They shall go forth speaking the truth, oh, God. They shall go forth, oh, God, calling those out of darkness, God, showing them you, Lord. Oh, God, exemplifying you, God. Show them the light, God, that you have for them, God. They shall be the light on the hill, God. They shall be the salt in the earth, oh, God. Your leaders, oh, God, those that you have called, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, we lift them up, God. Hold them up, oh, God, before you, Lord. Victory belongs to your people, oh, God. We're on the winning side, God. And, God, we give you the glory, God. And we give you the honor, God. And we exalt your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, God. In the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Ooh, bless
Amen.
You, God. Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet, there is now a word from the Lord
Jesus,
today.
Jesus, Jesus.
Apostle.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I just heard the Lord said he is pleased with what we are doing. He is pleased. He is well pleased. And he said we might as well get ready because he's getting ready to put an outpouring upon us.
My God,
thank
Prophet Daniel, I'm confirming some things here. The Lord spoke that to me, Dave, yesterday. Told me he was pleased with this thing we're doing. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. We thank you for your confirming word today, Father. Praise the Lamb. Oh, the outpouring. We receive it. Pour it
Amen.
On us.
Amen.
Pour it out on us, God. On your servants, God. On your servants, God, who love you today, oh God. Who love you today,
Amen.
Oh God. Your holy name. Hallelujah. And holiness belongs to you in this day, in this time.
Thank you,
my,
Jesus.
My
Amen.
God. I'm in love with Jesus, y'all. I hate to tell you.
Amen.
But you got the right one today. I'm in
Amen.
Love with the Lord. I am. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I ain't nobody do nothing about it. Yes, Lord. I love him so much. He is my God. He is my King. He is my Lord and my Savior. And yes, I love him. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo-wee. I love him. My God, my God, my God. Woo-wee, my God. My God, I'm deep in love with him today. Thank you, Jesus. It's Worship Wednesday. It's Worship Wednesday. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. People of God, it's worship. Hallelujah. Awesome God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful God he is. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's worthy of all adoration. He's worthy of all praise and exaltation. Magnification. He's worthy of it. Glorification. What can we do for God that's too good. How much time that you can spend with God or for God that's too long. Hallelujah. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? Praise the Lamb of God. I know not nothing, praise the Lamb of God, that deserves, hallelujah, or that could equal to the love that he has dispensed, that he has given. Somebody said it. I posted yesterday. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul, hallelujah, shouts hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. I love him. I love him. So God, it's just it's a wonderful thing to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to come into your living rooms and wherever my voice is heard, to say to you, there's a young man that's trying to call me, praise the Lamb of God, from the Oakland County Jail, but I don't know who you are, and every time he calls, it's a collect call, and before they can ask me to receive it, they hang up, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, but I want you to keep trying. If you can hear my voice, I want you to keep trying, praise the Lamb of God, to get through to us, hallelujah, so that we can pray with you and see what we can do to assist you, praise the Lamb of God, there in the Oakland County Jail, hallelujah. My God, the Bible says that I was in jail and you didn't visit me, hallelujah. He's talking about people that need help and assistance that can be helped, praise the Lamb of God, that desire help, hallelujah. Yeah, we have our part there too, and everywhere we go, we must, praise the Lamb of God, represent the Christ, represent our King as ambassadors so that people can be reconciled unto God. Hallelujah. That's the only way it's going to happen, is that we become the reconciliation agency that we're supposed to be, praise the Lamb of God, no matter anybody's deeds, if they can be forgiven. If it can be forgiven you, it can be forgiven them. Praise the Lamb of God. If Christ forgave you, he can forgive them also. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we do that. We're going to prepare, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to get into our discussion in just a minute or two here, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the prophet Hosea. I hope you went and shook the tree and got somebody, some people here to bring on that can be enlightened by this great prophet of God. Praise the Lamb of God. He's an awesome prophet. And each of us could benefit as we go through these minor prophets heading to the major. I decided to do it that way. It's not chronologically in order according to your Bible, but it is chronologically in order. Praise the Lamb of God to some of the timings and some of them being contemporaries to the major prophets such as Hosea. There is a contemporary, praise the Lamb of God, of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he is a major prophet such as Isaiah and Amos of Tekoa, yeah, and people of that nature. So, and it all depends on their prophecy span. How long they prophesied and how many kings they prophesied under. And, of course, I know he prophesied under about four different kings, Rehoboam being one, and I know Uzziah being the other. So he prophesied right during the same time as Isaiah, because in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. So they're right together, praise the Lamb of God. And, you know, God has a way of putting a prophet where he needs a prophet, one in the northern kingdom and one in the southern kingdom, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, prophesying concerning some of the same things that needed to be reprimanded and needed reconciliation when it came down to the relationship of God's people with the Lord, of God's people with the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. And that's what God is always reaching for in the prophetic, is to establish, to keep, maintain, and maintenance the relationship that he has with his people. Praise the Lamb of God. If you notice, all the other gifts basically are for, praise the Lamb of God, the for salvation, for witnessing, and all of that. But it says prophecy is for the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's to build up the church. It's to enlighten. It's to encourage. It's to give direction. Praise the Lamb of God. And even rebuke. Praise the Lord. And all of that kind of thing. Correction. All of that. Praise the Lamb of God. But always in the love of Jesus Christ. Because God is a God of love. And he loves his children. He loves his bride. And we are to deliver the word in love. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes it's hard love and tough love. But it still has to be delivered in the spirit of love. Because if God is speaking, even in rebuke, he's speaking in love. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's speaking because he loves us. Praise the Lamb of God. And that he loves us dearly. Hallelujah. That's just the way God works. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet Daryl Mike is again. Hallelujah. So, you know, we look at this 8th century prophet, Hosea, praise the Lamb of God, and his name alone means the Lord saves. The Lord saves, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord is deliverer. That's what that word salvation and save mean. It really means, praise the Lamb of God, deliverer, that the Lord is a deliverer, praise the Lamb of God. And he speaks on the redeeming love of God. He talks about the redeeming love of God throughout his, praise the Lamb of God, writings. There's no other prophet that deals with the love of God in depth and give analogies, allegories, types, and things of that nature, such as Hosea. Hosea does it, praise the Lamb of God, in a very, very unique way because Hosea becomes the object lesson, praise the Lamb of God. In the first seven verses or so of Isaiah's writings, right, if you just read the first chapter, the first seven verses reveal to you basically the whole scheme of the book. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of his entire writings as it relates to what God was doing and why God allowed this burden to be put upon this prophet, praise the Lamb of God, to go and marry a prostitute, to marry a woman of the streets, hallelujah, as strong as this prophet was, in the gates, praise the Lamb of God, of Judah. Strong as this prophet was, praise the Lamb of God, in the face of the people, God had him to marry a prostitute and then have children of whoredom, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this places him in a unique predicament. Praise the Lamb. You know, I don't know too many preachers that have came to me or men and women of God and said, God told me to marry, you know, this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God, or axe killer or murderer or something of that nature so that he can prove a point. But God uses him as an object lesson. I was in conversation with one of my daughters on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. This is ironic. Well, I tell you, if God doesn't do that, it's just the way that God does this. He allows you to have a conversation or teach a lesson, praise the Lamb of God, somewhere, and then when you get ready to do something else, it reflects upon it. But I was talking to one of my daughters yesterday, and I was sharing with her, praise the Lamb of God, that one of the things that we have to be on top of as prophetic people and living this prophetic culture, this prophetic life, is the song we sing that we're not our own, that we belong to the Lord. And the depth of that, many times, prophets and prophetess and those of you who are aspiring to be what God would have you to be. Let me say this to you. Many times we do not consider the depth of surrender that God demands from us when it comes to our life is not our own. To him we belong. Praise the, and you don't have to give your life away. He redeemed your life. Your life is his anyway. Praise the Lord. He purchased. Hello, somebody. He purchased us his own blood. So what we have to consider is being a willful servant, a willful slave, hallelujah, yeah, bond slave, to be willfully yield to him for his usage. And at what depth are you willing to be used? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people say they belong to God and they want God to use them, but can God use you on this level? Can God tell you to go marry a drunk because he wants you to see how drunk his people are and that they can't pay him no attention and that they're drunk on life and they're drunk on materialism? So he tell you to marry an alcoholic so you can see what he's going through. Because one thing we do not consider in the scheme of things is the heart of God.
I'm glad
we're too busy worried about our own heart.
I'm glad
we're too busy
that.
Worried about our own little feelings. We're too That's busy God. Worried about our own life until we don't consider the God life in us and that God desires to use us. That God desires to use us as an object lesson to be a blessing to the masses. We're so minute in our thinking, so small and trivial in our thinking until we don't think on this level. Praise the Lord. But it's an eye-opener today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you really consider God's usage of Hosea. He told him what to do, and Hosea responded positive, which that attributed to him as faith and righteousness because he obeyed God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, the Lord told you to go marry a crackhead. You ain't going to go down to the crack house and find one. You're
going to
say, Lord, I know this devil talking today. This can't be God. I rebuke that voice. You gonna get rid of God.
You know what, Apostle?
Yeah.
Apostle.
Yes.
You know, it was prophesied to me years ago. I was in this service. This woman, she said, stand up. She said, stand up. And I stood up. She said, you know what? She said, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you're gonna marry a prostitute. I said, who? I'm marry a prostitute. I said, I'm no. No woman of the night, the blood of Jesus, and I rebuked her. And you know what? And I really had to tell God to forgive me and repent for that. Because, see, I never know why the Lord said I'm going to marry a prostitute.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's the Lord's will. I mean, what we see as rejection and what have you is the blessing many times. And we don't want to go through anything, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to God and what God has in store for us as his servants. I mean, it takes nothing from us, you know. And I share with people all the time, you have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. You were condemned to death. He took you off death row. What do you owe him? You owe him everything. So if he tell you, I want you to get burnt for me today, he still spared your life. You're still alive, so you're going to take a burn for me today. Sometimes we have to take a bullet for the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, and knowing that in taking the bullet, praise the Lamb, God is doing nothing wrong with us because he has found you worthy enough to suffer for his cause. He has found you worthy. This is a worthy position. And we just talked about Job a few, you can go in the archives if you haven't didn't listen to that lesson. But we just talked about Job here on the show. And now we're talking about Hosea, another object lesson. Another object lesson. And the question is, what are you willing to go through for God's glory? So that God can be glorified. It's all about you. That's what's wrong with us. When we pray, it's about us. That's why we can't get close to God. Because God said, I can pay your bills without you hearing my voice. Hello, Light Bulbs.
Jesus.
God said, I can give you a job and give you a promotion without you hearing my voice. I can let you meet Bill, who's going to steal your heart and all of that, without you hearing my voice. But if I need you to do something that's going to take you on a whirlwind ride of life for my sake, then I'm going to need to talk to you. Hello, Light Bulbs. We want God to talk to us about the petty things.
Mm-hmm.
But when do you want him to lay his heart out before you?
What?
See, that's what we don't want. We don't want the heart of God laid out before us. We don't want to see his pain, his hurt, his loneliness, his rejection. We feel rejected. God would be bipolar if he was like us. Because every day we get up and don't worship him, he could take that as rejection.
Wow.
Hello, somebody. Every time you eat your food and you don't say thank you, that could be seen as rejection. You go about your day and don't acknowledge God. That's a form of rejection. Who comes in the house and don't acknowledge their spouse?
Mm-mm-mm.
Hello, Light Bulbs. And you going around the right to love soul and all of this, blah, 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 blah. And then you go about your whole day and ain't whispered a word to God. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that picture. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Bertha want to jump in here. Hello, Bertha Brewitt. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Father.
And, granddaughter, your mic is hot.
You said this was going to be an eye-opener for some. Well, you just opened my eyes to a great revelation, because my husband that's deceased, when I married him, I used to ask the Lord, why did you have me marry this man? Because the night of our wedding, he was in the bathroom shooting heroin, and I never wanted to be married to another drug addict, because the first marriage was to, he got off into drugs and alcohol, whatever. And I would just sit there and look and say, why did you have me marry this man, God? He is not even my type. And I looked at him and told him, why did I marry you? But then as you say, you go with what God tells you to do, and God will reveal to you why. And I learned more what marriage really is. Marriage is more than saying, I love you than I do. The depth of marriage and the sickness and the depth, I had to take care of him when he was on his bed of affliction. I had to clean him, change him, like he was a child. But yet in all of that, the main thing was I led him to Christ.
My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Woo! Man, I'm telling you, this is you never know. You know, God made a promise to his grandmother that I'm going to save him. And he counted you worthy to be the one to live with him to get him delivered. But he didn't tell you he was going to have to drag you through hell. You understand?
That's
with
right.
Gasoline shoes
Amen.
On, order to get him delivered.
Amen.
And see, our problem is when you sign up for something, when God tell you something and God show you something, and a husband or a wife or something, and then you get in there a year later and 3 years and 5 years later, and it's not going right, you got to go back and remember, God put me here.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're going through is a part of what God signed me up for.
That's right.
See, the only time you forget this is when it becomes your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband. Your house. Your children. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because then you become self-absorbed with you so much until you can't see God working in the mix. Because everything is about you. He did this to me. You don't even see what God is trying to show you, praise the Lamb of God, in this object lesson that he has set you in. And this is what he had to bring the prophet to. And Hosea was, I mean, there's a lot of material on Hosea about, you know, some different aspects of him, that he had a suppressed sexual life and this, that, and another. And that was one of the reasons why God chose him for this assignment and this, that, and another. But he was a man of deep devotion, and he was a man of love, praise the Lamb of God. He loved deeply. Who can stay married to a woman that's sleeping with everybody in town?
Amen.
Of having children by other men and bringing them in your house and you raising them.
Amen.
Only somebody with the heart of God can do that.
That's
hello,
right.
Light bulbs. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. And do you know, we always talk about our faith is going to be challenged. Our faith is going to be challenged. But prophetess and prophets, let me tell you something. God challenges your love, too.
Yes, yeah. He does.
He puts your love to the test.
Yeah.
And he put Hosea's love to the test. He put him to the test. He said, I'm going to see how much you can take. Because before I send you out there to prophesy to my people, I want you to understand the way I feel so you can prophesy with my passion. I want you to be able to preach and prophesy with my passion. I want you to be able to speak to my people on my behalf, and they see my face in your face. They hear my voice in your voice. They feel
Amen.
My love in your bosom.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
So you are not the person to go. So I need you to go marry this woman. I need you to spend some time in experience so you can experience what I'm experiencing all these years with Israel. I've delivered Israel out of the house of bondage. When I met Israel, she was in bondage. I delivered her.
Yes, Lord.
I made the Egyptians give us silver and gold while she was coming out of Egypt.
Yeah.
And I brought her out with a strong hand.
Jesus.
I took her across the Sinai Desert to the desert of sin. I fed her every day, bread and meat. I gave her water for rocks. I kept her in good health. I didn't let her shoes wear out. And I brought her into a wealthy place. And now she has played the harlot under every tree. She's worshiping idols, participating in temple prostitution. She's having sex in front of idols, invoking spirits. She has gone far from me.
Yes, Lord.
She is a, she is a part of a cult now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm displeased with her. But I got a problem, Hosea. I love her.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm. That's true.
And see, sometimes we don't understand the depth of one's aggravation and the depth of one's tolerance when we see some people clinging to a person who they should have got rid of years ago.
That's right.
But when you sit them down and talk to them, their last resort is to look at you in tears and say, but I love her. But I love him.
Jesus.
But I love him. I see him in his feces, and I smell it, and his urine all over him, and he done threw up, and he's shaking, and he's sick, and I know he's doing it himself. He stole my money out of my purse. He sold our television. He did this. Our mortgage got behind. We got put out the house, and we lost the car, and all of this and all of that, and he took my son's money for his track shoes, and so he could run track, and he done all of this, but I love him.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Come on and teach, preach.
Hey, come on, Sunday.
See, Jesus. Some of us have not felt the bottom of the love cup. You ain't drunk it down drugs. You have not drunk it down like you hear that straw when you drink it out of that McDonald's cup and you get down to the bottom and you won't smoke. You haven't felt love down there yet. You haven't felt love underneath the ice heart of people. And God gives us experiences so we can feel the depth of his love. And when you get to the bottom of yours, God said, look down. Mine is even deeper. It's been running like this since Adam's garden. Since Adam was in the garden, I've been loving man.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh,
hallelujah. I told you were going to get your eyes open today.
Oh,
yeah.
You're teaching.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
I said, you're teaching.
A lot of us, we're so shallow. We're so shallow in our thoughts and in our life when it comes down to where we really should be. And that's why some of us are. We can't take nothing. Everything that don't go right, we run. We don't like what they said, we run. Because we think that everything is supposed to be like the Pop-Tart that you threw in the microwave and warmed up. It's supposed to come out just right. That's the way you see life. But, baby, let me wake you up with some strong Starbucks today.
Wake them up.
Hallelujah. Dog, roasted Starbucks today without cream and sugar with some espresso in it. Let me give you a sip and tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. This Christian life is not a flowery beds of ease. This true Christian life is not a life where every day you wake up and it's the joy of Jesus and I'm happy all day long and nothing's going to go wrong. This is a life of challenges. This is a life of tests. This is a life of trial. It is a life of tribulation. It is a life that God uses you in different ways, at different intervals, for his glory, and he expects you to be able to take it, baby.
Amen.
Every time you get weak, he says, look at the cross.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't give up on you.
Amen.
I carried it. In the meridian sun, I carried it down the Via Dolorosa. I didn't give up on you. I loved you. while you were still a sinner.
Oh, Jesus.
Before you came in the world to sin, I loved you. I carried the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
They whipped me. They beat me. They spat on me because of you.
Yes, they
but
did.
I bore it. Don't give up on me.
Amen.
We're so easy. We're so laid back. This guy, I mean, when you really study Hosea, praise the Lamb of God, and you really look at how God allowed him to understand that God allowed him to understand that he suffers when his people would get a grip on that, that God suffers when we are unfaithful to him.
That's right.
Amen. See, let me tell you something, people of God. When anything else occupies us greater than God, we send a message to the world that looks on. And that's the problem with the church today. There's a message being sent from the church that our God is not God.
Wow.
There's a message being sent from the church today, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is a God of prosperity, and yet even though he's a God of prosperity, we still, for the majority of us, are walking impoverished.
That's right.
Hello, my brother. We're still struggling. Your God is such a God, and your God is such a this, and your God is such a that. And we are making the world look at us and say, they're a bunch of hypocrites and liars. Because they don't see the power. They don't see the performance. And they don't see our steadfastness. You know, the Prophet Dale and Bertha, you all, let me just say like this, granddaughter. Let me say this to you all. Isn't it amazing that someone who worships an idol and a cult will strap bombs to themselves and go in a crowd of people and blow themselves up in the name of their God in hope of getting some virgins at the gate of heaven and all of that kind of stuff. And we won't make no sacrifice for our God, and we know he real.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
They give up their life. They move to other countries. They do some of everything in the name of their God.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even give a dime out of a dollar every week from our paycheck.
That is so true.
We can't even pay our tithes. What? Oh, y'all mighty quiet. Y'all got quiet.
Speaking the truth.
You too.
See, love always costs your pocketbook. Don't think. Amen. Oh, they don't call them pocketbooks no more. Grandmama them call them that. What they call them? They purses. Y'all got purses now. They were pocketbooks when mama them was around. Grandmama. Yeah. Uh-huh. Love has to pass your wallet. Love has to come through your bank account. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
You in love with a woman and you don't never spend no money? I promise you she's going to start questioning her, man. Hey, nobody on this line know that I'm not lying. Hallelujah. I have a birthday, all anniversaries, everything, and she tells me she loves me all the time. And then when my birthday comes and this, that, and another special day, she can't spend a dime and she's working and making good money. That is something wrong with that kind of love. It's something wrong.
That's
love
right.
Always comes by your bank account. It's coming. It's going
right.
to cost you something. Love is costly. Hallelujah. Love is costly.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. All of us know that.
Yeah.
And so when we come to these places and these intervals in time, wait a minute, my daughter want to say something. She on here. I'm sorry, Lily. I didn't see you. The line's so long today, Lily. There's a lot of folks on the line. Hallelujah. How you doing, daughter?
I'm doing much better after hearing you deliver your message. I'm doing a lot better.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful, you know, it's a wonderful thing when we really come to grips with ourselves and see how much love God has for us and how we offend him over and over again with our pettiness and with our self-worship, because really the greatest idol we have is ourselves. We are really the biggest problem is the one we see in the mirror. That's our real problem person is us. And when God looks at us and see that we're so intertwined with ourselves until, praise the Lamb of God, he can penetrate to the depths that he need to in order to get us, praise the Lamb of God, to see his love for us and his will for our lives, God has to send us through some changes. And that's what he did with Hosea. He said, I'm going to send you through something that's going to transform your insides. Hallelujah. That when you get ready to go for me, I'm not going to have no problem. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a lot of the pain that we feel and the hurt that we feel in life, God wants you to feel it.
That's right.
I say it again. A lot of the pain, the grief, the hurt that we feel in life, God wants us to feel it. He wants you to feel what he feels. He wants you to feel what you have made him feel.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. While we were out there just giving the devil all our time. And it's funny. You want me to tell you, Lele, it's real funny. Lele, it's real funny. Now, Lele, I wasn't born in no pulpit. So now don't laugh at Prophet, because Prophet used to go down to the little clubs and all that. I wasn't born in no pulpit, even though the church was door to the house. And Prophet Darrell, you know, all the monies and everything that I spent on drugs, marijuana and stuff, drinking, buying women drinks and sending her a drink, give them a drink, all that kind of stuff. And the fun that I had, outfits I bought just to wear on Friday night. I didn't buy them for nothing Friday night. I bought them for Friday night. The stuff that I did, the what it cost me, and then we'll get up in church and they ask for $5, and the spirit of the devil will make you cringe at giving $5.
That's right. Oh my God.
Wow.
That wasn't nothing but a drink. That was a shot or two right there.
Come on now.
That wasn't nothing but a mixed drink. And we sat there and drunk all night. Drunk up a tenth or 20% of our paycheck. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm trying to show like we got something that we don't have. And lying, sitting there lying. Didn't even want nobody to know that we worked in a factory somewhere getting greasy and dirty because we came out at night looking like an executive. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Some of us had fake business cards. Sitting there trying to make a woman think we were something that we was not. All that kind of stuff. Then when it comes down to God, why do we get so cheap? Why do we get so tight-wad? Why do our love for God comes without cost? When it cost him his son, cost him heaven's best, and we act like it don't supposed to cost us nothing.
Yes.
Where in your Bible do you read that?
Nowhere.
And so it's the same test is put to us. Jesus came on the scene. He says, I tell you this, a man's heart is where his treasures are.
That's right.
Jesus said it so clear, A man's heart is where his treasures are. So where was Jesus' treasure? Doing my Father's will.
Mm-hmm.
It was, his mind was always on his Father. I do what my Father do. I see what my Father say. It was always in the Father. It was always in the kingdom. He had to stop his disciples. What y'all talking about? What y'all going to eat and what y'all going to wear? Had to get them a whole kingdom lesson on that. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to wear.
Okay.
Seek ye first the kingdom. All the rest going to be given to you. That's, I mean, we don't understand the depth of God's love, and some of us is 50 and 60 years old and still act like we don't get it, that God is going to take care of us because he's been taking care of us all our life. When is it going to stop? That the same God that paid the rent last month going to pay it this month? The same one that put grocery in your freezer last week going to put some more in there next week?
Same God.
What are you tripping about? Why? You keep tripping over the same thing, and he keep making a way. He keep opening the door. Keep showing himself. When you really look at the mess, you made it.
That's right. Amen.
Hello, when you look at the mess you in, you made it.
Yes.
It didn't fall out the sky on you.
Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
He was a man of love and peace. And he was able to love, watch this, people of God, he was able to love the unlovables.
Yes,
Jesus.
Able to love the unlovable. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy. He was able to love the unlovables. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Lovables. Those people, praise the Lamb of God, that are rejected by others, that feel they have nobody on their side, that nobody cares about them. He was able to love the unlovable. The prostitutes,
Amen.
Who loves a prostitute? Who loves a prostitute? Most of their parents reject them. Their brothers and sisters reject them. Their children reject them. The Bible says that Hosea loved Gomer.
Yes, he does.
He loved the prostitute. He loved the children she brought into the house. Praise the Lamb of God. And he loved her so much until, praise the Lamb of God, he went down to the auction block after she was sold and became nothing.
Yes, indeed.
After she lost her beauty, everything, and he purchased her back with everything he had. He bought her back.
Yes, he did.
And the Lord had a conversation with him on the backside of a mountain in so many words and kept asking Hosea, where your wife? Hosea, how's her family life? How's the children? And his every reply was, she done this, and she this way, and she did it, and she cheated, and she committed, and the children not mine, and I found out that last boy wasn't mine, and he going to, then the Lord had to ask him the big question, but how do you feel about him? Yeah. And the question, the response come back, I love him. Then God tells Hosea, so I love Israel the same way. So I love Israel. So I love, she's a heartlet, but I love her. So love I Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This sends a message to us as the believing community, the reconciling community, and the love community, that our love has to go deeper, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love how I want to talk to all of our homophobic people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that condemn everybody you see that don't look like you and act like you. Let me tell you, praise the Lamb of God, the greatest weapon that we have to transform people's lives is the power of love and acceptance.
That's
praise
right.
the Lamb of God
right.
with hope to change. The only reason why I'm the way I am today is because Jesus loved me. The only reason
Amen.
Why I'm not in a drug house sitting over in a corner with a needle or a pipe or something is because Jesus loved me. I know
Amen.
This. I know this. I know this. The only reason why I haven't committed homosexual acts is because God kept my mind and he kept my heart, praise the Lamb of God, and he didn't let me go down to the place where that was necessary or forced upon me as an act of purchase or to give me something. God always blessed me in a way that I didn't have to stoop, praise the Lamb of God. I'm being honest with you people. All of us is a paycheck or two or three away from doing something that you never dreamt you would do.
Amen.
Don't ever say what you
don't do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is hunger and there is pain that could race through your children's eyes and face that would make you go and take a gun and rob somebody. Don't
That's
never
right.
say you won't
yeah.
do. There is,
yeah.
praise
yeah.
the Lamb of God,
yeah.
hallelujah,
oh, yeah.
a place
oh, yeah.
that will cause you to sell your body. Don't you ever
Jesus.
Say what you won't do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't ever say what you won't do. My God
oh,
in
hallelujah.
Heaven, praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
But love, people, has to be the primary thing. Love has to be the primary thing that guides all of our actions. That guides all of our actions, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our life and our living. We must come to the place, hallelujah, of knowing and understanding that the love that God has for us, my God in heaven is more powerful than anything we can ever experience, praise the Lamb of God, in this earth realm. If he don't give us the experience of his love, I promise you there is nothing in this world that this world can offer you that's greater than the love
right.
of Jesus. His
Amen.
Love, oh my goodness, his love is so wonderful. Oh, how he loves us. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine sitting up at night and every sound like your husband or your wife coming through the door, but they never come? Can you imagine how it feels not to see your spouse for a week and they have not left town?
Yeah.
And then when they do show up, they show up with like eight different people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Oh, my
God.
Yes,
you see?
Lord, I know. Yes, Jesus. Thank
the
you, Lord.
Depth
Thank you, Lord.
Of brevity is something else, people of God. Hallelujah. Can
yes,
you imagine coming home and thinking that they dead laying in the floor because somebody has beat them or somebody has done something or given them something and they're unconscious and you don't know whether to call the police, call the emergency room. You don't know what to do because you don't know what they got in their pocket. You don't know what's in their system. You don't know what it is. People of God, there's another life that God challenges us to in another depth. Hallelujah. That, oh my goodness, that can fashion you into being something, praise the Lamb of God, that you never dreamt. But let me share this with you, praise the Lamb of God. Then I'm going to open so you guys can talk more. The conversation I was having with my daughter in ministry last night, I was sharing with her. I said, daughter, you know, we have to understand, praise the Lamb of God, where we are in God and where God desires to take us. And it doesn't matter if God show you something today and a vision of a big house with the cars and the swimming pool, and you're there and you're in the house with you and your husband and this, that, and another, blah, 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 blah. That shows you the beginning or the end of a thing, of the way God would have it be. But that doesn't show you the process. And it's during the process, praise the Lamb of God, that primarily where the problem exists, that we start going through something, praise the Lamb of God, that we didn't sign up for or was kept from us, that we, you know, that you didn't really expect to happen, praise the Lamb of God, in a relationship. You didn't really expect, praise the Lamb of God, to happen in your experience. But God uses us at intervals and junctures in our life, and as God is using us, I can only really speak for me on this part, that God has spoken to me and told me, praise, and showed me what my life would be. And then after my life became that, comes back and says, I have called for an end to this. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm sitting there listening to God, and at the same time, I'm lost for words because nothing's wrong with the situation. Nothing's wrong with the circumstance. And God says, I have called for an end to this. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. It's like the brook drying up. God will cause you to get into some stuff because he's using you. Now, see, this is, God has the right. God has the right to tell you to go marry somebody, and God has the right to break your marriage up.
Yes, he does.
Y'all not listening to me. God has the right to go and tell you to marry somebody for a season and then end your marriage. And I ain't giving nobody no license for no divorce here. I'm just telling you that God has the right to do that.
Oh, yes.
God has the right to bless you with a good job. Mm-hmm. And you work it, and everything's going good. And then God has a right to come back and say, I've called for the end of your work here. My grace for you here is no longer.
Amen.
And you find yourself unemployed.
Amen.
God has the right to change wherever you at in any way he want to. And he can do that in the reverse. You sitting up now without a job, and tomorrow he can tell you to go downtown to the state building or whatever and fill out an application, and I'm going to make you the mayor of the city. He can do whatever he want to do because he's God. But anything he tell you to do, you better understand. You're the object lesson. You better understand that there's going to be some experiences that's going to take place that God is counting on you to reveal the hope of glory that's in you, which is Christ.
Amen.
In those experiences, in those circumstances, in those situations, so that his name can be praised.
Amen.
So that somebody can be delivered. So that somebody can see the light. And so that you can grow into being what God really needs you to be.
Teach the word. Teach it. Teach it.
As we need to, God, what do you need me to be?
Jesus.
How do you need me to posture myself?
Amen.
Because I'm willing, Father, to go through for you as long as I know that I'm going through for you. Because my life is my own.
Okay.
To you I belong. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I willfully give myself to you to be used. Hallelujah. And then if you're going to be used, you cannot hang out in the hall of complaint while he's using you. Hello, Life Buzz.
Teach your Papa. You need to say that again.
The S in use is suffering.
Watch yourself, Apostle.
The S in use is suffering. Yeah.
My God.
The U is an unlikely predicament.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. God's going to use you, all right. Yeah, he's going to use you. Praise the Lord. The E just means he's going to empty you out. You know what the E means. He's going to empty you.
Amen.
Get through with you. Ain't going to be no more you.
Oh, my
see,
God.
God's goal with us is to cause us to be Christ-absorbed and not self-absorbed. God's goal with you as you continue to give yourself away is for you to look back at yourself and don't know the person that you used to be. You are a new creation. Those of us, we are a new creature. We are a new creation. But some of our processing is hindering us from being complete.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I promise you he's going to perfect that concerns you. Hallelujah. Oh, he's going to get you where he wants you to be, baby. Don't you doubt.
Yes,
don't you doubt that at all. Hallelujah. He going to bring you to the place where you need to be as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, your relationship with him. And when we wake up and really understand these principles and truths I just laid down to you, life is going to be so much easier. You're going to see your struggles and everything in a total different light. In a totally different light. Hallelujah. You're going to recognize that God has chosen you to be different in this world that you're living in. And because you're different, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of this stuff we be wanting, the house, the cars, the American dream, is all of us holding on to ourselves. When you break and say, Lord, I don't care, as long as you use me for your glory, and get out of me what you want. And you let go of all of the struggle to be like your neighbor. Life gets very easy for you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You'll never be able to grasp that, and I know it. But it doesn't mean that I didn't tell you. Praise the Lamb of God, because I sure just told you. Hallelujah. When that's a place, God. I've said this before. There's a place in God where you recognize that everything on this planet is yours because it's your Father's.
That's right.
So how can I desire what's already mine?
Come on,
amen.
said something.
Why
are
you desiring what's already yours?
You saying something.
Why are you desiring what already belongs to you?
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, and
yes,
you are
yes,
a child. And you are heir and joint heir with Christ. All of it is yours.
Amen.
But we don't live with an attitude like it's ours.
Right.
My God. My God.
We
my
walk
God.
Around like we're little beggars.
Jesus.
When the whole earth is yours.
Amen.
If you can change your attitude by changing your perception of yourself and the life that you're living, it will work wonders for you.
Oh, God.
It will work wonders for you. Just change your perception of life. I belong to God. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. The Lord speak. Wait a minute. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I just stumbled up on Jesus again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your name, Father. I feel you, God. Yes, Father. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said to tell the people that I've chosen you to be a unique creation. Hallelujah. To be unique, not to be like the others.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Woo! Yes, God. God said, I've chosen you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. To
Amen.
Be kings and kings in the earth, I've chosen you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. To be more than you ever dreamt you could be. And
Thank
I shall fulfill. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I shall perform it in this your day. Says,
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lamb. Wealth and riches is in your houses. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I will bless thee, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you shall want for nothing, says the Lamb. For I, the Lord, am your keeper. I, the Lord, is your, hallelujah, song and your shield. Hallelujah. I, the Lord, hallelujah, is your Father. And I swear by my holiness, I shall perform it. Says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, Lord, bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
You,
the lines are open. People of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your time to speak now. It's your time, question and answers or comments, anything you want to speak off. I am here to hear you. All of you, your lines are open. Praise the Lamb of God. If it's not, push one on your dial.
Praise God.
Hi, Prophet. Sylvia.
Hi.
that's a question I've had before the Lord, so I think I need to talk to you offline about it. But I'm like, wow, God. I just had this conversation with God. But I also want to ask everyone to cover my daughter in prayer for tomorrow. She's having her tonsils removed. So
okay.
I'll be there in the morning with her.
Oh, daughter. Which daughter is this one?
This is the baby girl.
Okay, tell her pastor going to pray for her, even though I ain't heard from her.
No, this is the baby, not the oldest one.
Okay, this is the baby. I don't know this one. Okay.
Right. No, sir.
Well, she comes under your blood covering then. We definitely going to pray for her.
Amen.
Thank you.
She comes under your covering. Yes, Lord. What's her name?
It's Jalen Johnson.
Jalen. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We got her covered. Hallelujah. Intercessors, let's go to work. Praise the Lamb
of God.
Hallelujah. And yes, I'm able to you. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Lily, what you got to say, Lily? Come on now. Don't you act like I'm the smartest guy in the world.
I'm just listening. I just been dealing with something, and this conversation has really, really blown me away and just brought me back to center, because I've just been a wreck these past few weeks and dealing with my relationship. And I'm just truly grateful. And hearing the voice of God and obeying it, because just listening to the message that you gave, it just really, really touched my spirit. And I'm just so grateful and thankful. And I know I don't call in as much as I should or be on the page like I used to, but I'm just so grateful that the moments and the times that I need it most, that God has something and someone there for me that can feed my spirit, feed my soul, and get me back to center.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, you know, you have to position yourself in a way, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, you know, that first of all, that whatever is happening in your life or who's ever around you, you got to make sure that they are prophetic links, that they are godly people that God desired you to be with. That really gives you the battle. You won the battle when you know that you know that down in your knower. Then you have to be the wise one, because whoever else is around you probably ain't hearing God. And so since you hear from God, it's best for you not to even tell them that you hear from God, because they're just going to make you come some kind of psychic, you know, fanatical person and call you a psychic. Oh, you think you're a psychic and God speaks to you. And so you just want to shut down that and just stay in prayer and hear what the Lord is saying to you. And then you must become tolerant. You must have a level of long suffering that's unique. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to people making the adjustments that they need to make. And you don't have to be a fool to do that, praise. And you don't have to let nobody take advantage of you or anything of that nature, or rob you blind and all that kind of stuff. Your wisdom should always be on the forefront of your mind, praise the Lamb of God. Let wisdom, hallelujah, always have a perfect place in you, so that you will not be used and abused by people. And then you have to watch and see the person or the people that's around you at the hand of God in their life. Is God moving in their life? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If he not, then the purpose for you being in their life may just be that, that they can see God in you. Hallelujah, and then they can embrace God, even as Bertha was speaking of her ex-husband, who's going to be with the Lord. You have to come to a place of really allowing God to be principal. I'm going to tell you what happened to the majority of us the song, I'm going to be like Prophet Daryl now, but this is not a Christian song. The song says, now that we've found love, what are we going to do with it? And a lot of us, when we find a significant other or a love or a partner or something of that nature, under normal circumstances, God gets dropped off at the door. And we are just in this thing together with this person. And that becomes the first problem in the eyes of God. So most of the time, God has to give us a slap and wake us up and make us see that you know, I'm the gift giver. I'm the one that brought this person into your life and this, that, and another, and now you're going to throw me in the backseat and let them do all the driving. And that becomes an issue with God. We must always remember God is a jealous God, and he's not going to sacrifice his position in your heart for nobody. I wish the saints would get a hold of that. God
That's
is not going to sacrifice his position in your heart for nobody else to be there. Not your kids, nobody. It's point blank. I am a jealous God. I will have no other God before me. It's right there, Exodus, the 20th chapter. I didn't write it. But I learned it as a child, and I've kept that in my heart and mind that God wants to be first. And when somebody can dictate your life and your movements and this, that, and another greater than God, you in trouble.
It's
God coming to redeem you. He's coming to get what belongs to him, and that's you. Hello, Lightbug.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to stay. You have to stay conscious. You can't go under hypnosis when we meet the love of our life or this significant other, or because we get raptured in relationships, and the relationship seals us away stuck. One of the problems that I suffer with is, and I'm not, this ain't braggadocious or nothing, I'm just telling the truth, that can't nobody steal me away from God.
And you know what, Apostle? When you were saying that, y'all have to excuse me, because I love music. You know what, treat God like he's some type of secret lover.
Yeah.
And we're deep and wonderful when we're around church folks. But when we get home and get around our peers and get around so-called brothers, we turn a different coat.
Right.
Truly.
So it's like we're treating God like he's a part-time lover.
Yes.
This ain't no love on a two-way street. When you with God, it's a one-way street.
Amen.
My.
Okay.
That's right. You're right, man. And we have a bad, very, very, very bad habit of treating God that way. And we do it without even paying attention to it, that we're doing it. We just howl with it almost, you know. It's like, you know, Lord, give me this, do this for me, give me this, give me that, do this. Blah, blah, blah. And at some point, God really hangs out with us and loves on us and just be blessing us and blessing us and blessing us. And then we do just like Israel. Okay, God, you ain't enough. I need a king. I need somebody I can see now. And then what we see is something God gave. Saul was handsome. Saul was tall. Saul had broad shoulders.
Saul was
the man, the look of a king. And they wanted him above God. And God told Samuel, said, go and give him to him. Said, go and crown him the king, anoint him the king, and I'm going to let Israel see how it feels to have a man over them rather than to have God over them. Hello, Lightbug. And we get into our situation and our circumstances, and we allow this love, you know, because, you know, this need to be loved to death and loved greater than anything, all of that. What is that about? That is nowhere in the Bible. The Bible don't say you're supposed to love somebody till you go crazy and lose your mind. Where is that? I ain't never read that. It said love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your body. Now, that's what my Bible says.
Exactly.
It don't say I have to love nobody else that way.
Mm-mm.
Hello, light bulb, and can still love
mm-hmm.
you and care for you and still respect and treat you the way you want to be treated. But I have people who have had problems with me because of the way I love God and have told me, you're on a different page. You don't need nobody in your life. You really on a different page with God, and I wish I was like you, but I'm not. So if you can't respect my love for God, I'm sorry. But he
yeah,
is first in my life.
Amen.
And I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. But I love him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Yes, I love you, Lord.
You know, Prophet, I just wanted to say that it's just so good to be spiritually connected. Yesterday was Testimony Tuesday, and I couldn't get on the page really too much because I had my grandson. But on the Thursday night prayer call, when Prophet Sanders was praying, and the anointing switched in him, and he began to just plead the blood of Jesus. And the urgency hit my spirit to plead the blood of Jesus, not knowing why God had the urgency there just to plead the blood of Jesus over the youth and over our children. And on the page, Mary got shot that fighting. God delivered her. But that Saturday, I got up Sunday morning and read my son's post. That Saturday, he was coming home from work. Got home, coming up off the exit. A red car sped.
No, the first
car. It was coming back to hit him head-on collision. He said all he could say was Jesus. He said, Mama, it was like the angels take that car up and put it on the other side so it wouldn't hit me. As you said, you never know what God has you doing, what you're doing, but the thing of it is to walk in obedience to what he says. And as soon as Prophet Sanders started saying, the blood, it hit in my spirit with an urgency, plead the blood of Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. It's about our faithfulness.
Yes, he is.
Our God is so faithful. I mean, he's always there. He's always doing and everything. I heard a noise the other night here at my place. I heard a noise. I jumped and got in defense mode and everything, thinking somebody was finna come through my door. Before I could rise up off my bed, the Lord spoke to me and said, be at peace. There's no one in here but you and I.
Amen.
I lay right back down.
Yes, Jesus. Glory to God.
Ain't that, see, people don't understand. Now, that's the page. I don't know where nobody else at. But he deals with me that way.
Amen.
That he gives me peace.
I'm sorry.
I know you say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I don't believe in. And we got all these pastors. And I just, you know, brothers and sisters, remember tomorrow. I hope y'all remember that tomorrow we're supposed to have Pastoral Day on tomorrow to speak into the lives of the pastors and what have you. And I hope and pray that you have done that. Prophet Daryl and I are praying for the pastors, and we want to have a word for pastors on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb. As well as you all, we ain't leaving you all out, but we really want to encourage pastors. I have so many people that tell me that there are so many pastors that don't believe in apostles and prophets today in this these modern times. How in the world, what kind of Bible they read?
I don't know,
but they still don't believe.
It's right there in these pages. I mean, if you believe you're a pastor, then you got to believe in the prophet.
Right,
you believe
in
the evangelist, the teacher. You got to believe in the apostle and the prophet. What?
Right.
How do you divide the word to believe the part you want to?
Jesus.
Lack of wisdom.
So crazy to me. Now, I mean, it's right there in black and white in my Bible. I mean,
it is.
No shaded areas. It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to come to a place, Lamb, hallelujah, people of God, to love people, to recognize that our love has to have wisdom, and our love has to have a limitation to it. There's some lines I'm not crossing for nobody.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just being honest with you. I am not
Amen.
Surrendering
Amen.
My sanity, and my
That's
relationship
right.
with God for nobody on this planet. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Not a girlfriend, not a wife.
Amen.
Nobody. Not a church. Nobody. Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
I ain't
either.
It took me too long to hear God the way I hear him.
And I
it took me too
yeah.
long to have, but when I'm not feeling good, his spirit comes over me and strengthens me immediately. It took too long for me to get here. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For me to be in the presence of people, and he say, that woman over there hates you. Do not eat from her. And then she bring me a plate. Yeah, y'all don't know the God I'm serving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm serving a different kind of God, I think. So
Amen.
The one I'm dealing with, I wouldn't trade him in for billions of dollars. Keep
oh,
your money. Perish with it. Me, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm serious as a heart attack.
Hallelujah, man.
Give
Jesus.
Me Jesus.
Give me
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I love him. I love
oh, thank
him.
You.
Amen.
Thank
yes,
you,
I love
Lord.
The Lord, too.
Yeah, and I'm just like my mama. He still walks with me, and he talks with
yes,
me.
He does. Tell
and he
me
tells
I'm
me I'm his own. Hallelujah. Praise yes. the Lamb of God.
My
none other has ever known. I go to the garden alone, I promise you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that nobody else has relationship with God. I'm not saying that. I can only talk about mine in the face of what we're talking about, because God has told me to do some things, and man, I have went at it. Boy, God gave me one assignment, and I had to come back and say, Lord, I abort. I can't do this one. I can't do it.
Wow.
Not this one. I can't do this one. No, Lord. You're going to have to find somebody else to deal with this one. I can't. This is beyond me. Hallelujah. But then there's some assignments that I have taken on for the Lord because other people wouldn't take it. They couldn't give up and surrender what God asked them to. So I went before the Lord and said, I'll surrender it. You can take mine. I'll do it for you. Whatever it is you need done, you got a son that'll do it. And that's
Amen.
What God wants from us. He wants that willingness. He
right.
wants that willingness. Praise the Lamb of God. He wants that willingness from us that's beyond the norm. The pastor said, the Lord asked me to give up my home, to give up this. Was I willing? That's what he said, to give up my home and my ministry that I built and everything so that he could really use me in the way that he wants to. And he said that I told the Lord, no, God, I can't do it. I've worked too hard for what I have and where I am. Immediately I went and prayed and said, I don't know what you want to do with them, how you want to use them, but you can take my house, cars, ministry, whatever you want. I'm here for you to do what you need to do. All you got to do is tell me. Hallelujah. That's the kind of person God needs in his camp. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of son and daughter God needs. All of us got a son or a daughter, no doubt, that every time you see them, they hand out and they want something. You ain't nothing unique going big in God for what you want. God got a lot of kids like that. And they talk every day, and it's always, go do this, watch over us today, protect us today, bless us today, give us today, blah, 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 and they never say it nowhere in their prayer. Father, whatever you need me to do today, all you have to do is say it, and I'm on it. Use me in any way you want to. Here I am. Use me that you might be glorified. Now, that's a different kind of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You always got a kid that comes over, and before they leave, you out of money and other stuff. I used to get mad at my brother. He'd come on my mama's house, and next thing you know, he walking out with a shopping bag like he at Kmart. Dude, you too old. You older than me. You should be in here taking mama's stuff. She gave it to me. She'll give you the house if you ask for it. What you going to do, put your mama outside? When does the child grow up and mature to come before the parent and say, what can I do for you today?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
What can I give you today?
Yes.
When do you get there? And the child of God has to get there.
That's right.
Lord, what's on your heart? What will you have me to do? Where will you have me to go? What will you have me to say?
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mature in God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
You'll see a change in the way he deals with you. You'll see a change in the way he deals with you.
Yeah.
You'll understand what absolute automatic means. That's double A. It means that everything you need is absolute automatically supplied.
My God.
Yours, and you don't have to act. When your mindset change.
Hallelujah.
When your prayers change. Hallelujah. When your desire change. But if you don't want to do nothing for the Lord, then, you know, this is all about you, then you can be honest with God and say, this is your selfish, self-centered child. I'm back today, Lord, to tell you what else I want. Because I know you is the Santa Claus. All you do is like to give stuff. And you don't never need nobody to do nothing for you. So here I am again with my hand out saying, give me, Lord. Give me, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Bless my food. I am, Lord.
Jesus.
Heal my body. Here I am, Lord, every day of the week. But when do we get to?
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yes, God.
Excuse me. Here I am. Take me and make me what you would have me to be. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Is there any more questions or anything? We only got a couple of more minutes here. This has been a wonderful, wonderful lesson. One of the best ones,
yeah.
I believe, out of the prophets has touched. They inboxing me and everything. Praise the Lamb of God. This has been a wonderful, wonderful lesson. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen now. Listen good. Tomorrow is our day for the Word Friday. You know, we prophesy and we do all of that. Praise God, and I'm going to ask, our presbyter to be ready for tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Many of you are getting your taxes done. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, we have to give our reports and things of this nature, but we don't make a profit. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, under normal circumstances, the government asked me to pay them some money. I've already had to pay about $700 already U.S. government this year. Praise the Lamb of God. I owe the government, praise God, because of I don't get checks that withhold the taxes. So I have to pay taxes at the end of the year as I report love offerings, things of that nature. So what I'm saying to you all is, praise the Lamb of God. As the Lord bless you, please remember PSM. Please remember us. Hallelujah. We're going to have some conference calls for those of you that have participated on our team for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Neil Ellis is calling his conference the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody want to gather now. Hallelujah. But we are the gathering, and we're going to continue to gather. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you and you to remember this ministry and how the blessing that it is in your life. Hallelujah. And then pray, and then say, Lord, what would you have me to do to help support this ministry so that Prophet Shakespeare can continue to do the things he do, praise the Lamb of God, to bring glory to your name. Go to psmintl.org, and there is a donate seed sowing button that you can donate. It is a 100% tax-exempt ministry, and you can sow seeds and stuff, purchase material. I love you all. Father Darrell, thank you, man of God, for being here. Sylvia, Athelia, hallelujah, Bertha, the granddaughter, who else is here? Everybody. Lily, thank all of you all for being a part of the show today. And I thank you from the depths of my heart for your love, for your prayers. Continue to pray for us. Really, continue to pray for us. I need your prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't never think that I don't need your prayers, because Prophet does. And know this, I say, that the Prophet is praying for you, and you. All right? Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I love you. I bless you. We are out of here, and we're going out of here just like this today. Here's old Snooky.
Not a second for another minute. Not an hour, another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have in me. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone. Fear of doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong. The feelings of guilt hurt. second, not another minute, Lord.